The Superior Water Festival is happening this weekend, April 3rd, 4th, and 5th. The Water Festival concept is a roaming festival. The first was done in Mackinac City a few years back, and since then there have been water festivals in Grand Rapids and just this past December in Traverse City. And it's really the brainchild of Michigan favorites Seth Bernard and Daisy Mae Erlewine. And the concept behind it is just trying to bring together music or community through music and kind of come together and talk about some serious issues and in a more celebratory manner.
Sounds interesting. Where does the water part come in, the water festival part, or am I missing the obvious here?
No, it's the whole weekend is kind of focused on water related issues.
Okay.
And we're having workshops and panels and presentations, and all of our musicians, we have about, you know, 10-12 musicians coming, and they'll be performing throughout the weekend and kind of tying the whole event together.
Obviously, since it's happened in a few different areas, there's been a relative amount of success. What do you think is about it that makes it successful, that makes people get interested?
Well, I think it provides a unique opportunity to talk about some serious issues in a really non-in-your-face sort of way, because, you know, it's through music and through just coming together as a community and really just talking in a civil manner and without, you know,
without legislation
yeah,
and all
exactly,
this other stuff that
exactly.
goes with it. I'm picking up the vibe, but obviously a very casual thing, but at the same time a serious message. Where is this happening for folks if they want to hear about more, hear the music, find out more about the topic? Where are you putting this on?
The Superior Water Festival is unique because it's being put on by students, and it's the first one that's being organized, you know, put together entirely by students. So keeping that in mind, we are holding this on campus.
Mm-hmm.
And Friday's activities in the afternoon, one of our partner student organizations is putting on a walk-and-talk, a guided tour through Marquette Tourist Park, talking about Leave No Trace ethics directly related to water. So that will start meeting at Jamrich Hall, right in the heart of campus, at 1:30 Friday, and walking down together. And Saturday and Sunday's activities will also take place at Jamrich Hall. We've rented out basically the whole thing, and we've definitely got a full schedule.
Well, it's a good place to do it. What's the early reaction been to this? I know you've been talking to other groups on campus, etc. People glomming on to this?
Oh, people are talking. You know, there's a definite buzz on campus about this and within the community. And it's really been great to work with different leaders on campus. Mm-hmm. Specifically, the women of the Center for Native American Studies have been a huge help, kind of advising us, and we've got a lot of advisement from different community organizations too. So the support has really been exceptional.
But what are some of the maybe more specific things you mentioned? There's music and discussions. What's happening?
Well, we've really got it all, and we've got a broad lineup of topics and different perspectives that are going to be coming at you.
So. Mm-hmm. When you talk about this from the aspect of you get these artists involved, musicians involved, and whatnot, is that kind of the, I guess, the opening hook, maybe, to get people to come out and check it out, and then there'll be displays and things and discussions while they're there?
Yeah, I mean, we're definitely pairing up, you know, the music. Seth and May are going to bring in a lot of people, and but I mean, kind of tying that in with some talk and discussion on some serious issues.
What is the ultimate hope? When this is all done, when you're done and you're in a group and you're saying, okay, we did this, and what are you hoping to accomplish with all of this? What's the next step, I guess?
The next step.
Mm-hmm.
I guess this is going to kind of jumpstart a whole month-long series of events on campus, and I mean, since it is Earth Month, mm-hmm. around the world, and just, I guess, I mean, like I said before, just a celebratory way to jumpstart the to start the Earth Month.
Well, it's a logical place to do something, obviously, that is water-related here. We're talking a lot about on campus. This is not just a student thing. If there's someone in the community, I mean, that's one thing about Northern that I've learned is if it's happening on campus, it's kind of happening for everybody.
Oh, definitely. And that's really the whole purpose of this is to, you know, pair up the on-campus minds with those in the community because we have such a wealth of intellect and expertise in the area. So we've definitely tapped into that.
If people want to find out more, where would they find a schedule and whatnot? I'm assuming there's a website and places where they can check that out.
Yeah, the waterfestival.com is kind of the overlying website for all the water festivals. We're also on Facebook under Superior Water Festival. And, I mean, if somebody wants to contact me, they're more than welcome to.
Now, you mentioned, you know, Mackinac and downstate. Is that the hope here ultimately that it'll grow and expand? You get it in Marquette now and then maybe up at Tech a little bit later and work it around? Is that one of the ultimate goals?
Yeah. Seth and May were really hoping to have to bring the Water Festival up here, and they've tried for a couple of years, and it just didn't pan out, and finally got a core group of students really latched onto the idea and have made it happen.
So with an event like that, when you say there's a core, you obviously could probably use a hand. You're probably looking for some volunteers and whatnot to help out with as well.
Definitely.
Funny how you just casually mentioned
that, honey.
No, we could use all the help we could get, and I mean, that's kind of how we've been functioning off the goodwill and energy that people are putting into this.
The websites again?
The websites are thewaterfestival.com, and we're also on Facebook.